This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. John Kerry has picked North Carolina Senator John Edwards to be his running mate. John Edwards is a favorite of Democratic Party regulars, though he won only one state during the Democratic primaries. He was an energetic campaigner popular with voters. NPR's Scott Horsley is with the Kerry campaign. Morning, Scott.
Good morning.
So is it official that Senator Kerry has picked Edwards?
I guess, Renee, we should say it is all but official. Senator Kerry had promised supporters that he would provide the first word of his choice of running mate via email to the folks who had registered at his website, and that announcement triggered a flurry of new registrations at the website over the weekend. The formal announcement is expected at an outdoor rally in Pittsburgh this morning, and in fact, we're on our way there right now.
How did John Kerry do such a good job of keeping his choice a secret? I mean, he just seems to have missed it by an hour or so.
That's right. He went to extraordinary lengths to keep this a secret until today. In fact, there were sometimes sort of comical episodes of cat and mouse games being played between Senator Kerry and the press as he would meet privately with the folks on the short list. He met, in fact, last Thursday with John Edwards in Washington, but we only learned about that meeting yesterday. Senator Edwards cut short a family vacation in Florida in order to meet with John Kerry in Washington. Senator Kerry was determined that both the running mate himself and the other finalists who were not chosen would learn about that from him and not from the news media, and in fact, all of the finalists were apparently told only this morning that the choice had been made.
Let's talk a little bit about John Edwards. What tipped the balance in his favor?
I think, Renee, that if John Kerry had not selected John Edwards to be his running mate, he would have some explaining to do. As you mentioned, John Edwards was the popular choice among a lot of Democratic regulars. There was a Gallup poll taken last month that showed he generated the most excitement among the names on the short list. Even though he did win just the one primary in his native state of South Carolina, during the campaign he generated a great deal of goodwill, both with his bootstrap biography, this son of a mill worker who became a successful trial lawyer, and also his very energetic and charismatic speaking style. In fact, there was some concern, perhaps, that his speaking style on the stump would overshadow that of Senator Kerry, who can be sometimes sort of wooden at a podium. And in some ways, political scientists have said if Senator Kerry did not choose John Edwards as a running mate, that would have seemed to be an intimidation choice. This way, he can show that he's not intimidated to share the stage with perhaps a younger, more energetic running mate.
And this vice presidential choice, what does it do for presidential hopeful John Kerry?
Well, one thing it does right away is to generate a lot of interest. This puts John Kerry back on the front page, a place where he hasn't been for a number of months now. He will be getting a lot of news attention both from this announcement and from the Democratic National Convention, which is now just 3 weeks away. If history is any guide, those should give Senator Kerry a bump up in the polls. The question is whether long-term that will be a bounce, a temporary bounce, or the beginning of some long-term momentum. Even the Bush campaign has acknowledged that with the choice of a running mate and with the DNC coming up, July will be probably a good month for Senator Kerry, but they're cautioning that there's a lot that can happen between July and November.
And the Democratic National Convention, of course, being in July. What is the plan for the candidates, now that we know who both candidates are, for the rest of this coming week?
Well, from Pittsburgh this morning, Senator Kerry travels to Indianapolis, where he'll address a gathering of AME church leaders. The official schedule still calls for him to go on to Washington and talk to the teachers union late today. However, that may very well change so that he could meet with Senator Edwards and the two could campaign together.
Scott, sounds like the Democratic, the campaign bus has taken off, so let me leave you now. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
NPR's Scott Horsley, who is in Pittsburgh with the Kerry campaign.